Hi, this is Bruce Baer of Female Menopause Mentors asking you, do you know what cholesterol level is right for you? First of all, do you know what cholesterol is? Cholesterol is a fat, or in biochemical terms, a lipid, which is unique in animal cells, and it's used in the construction of cell membranes and as a building block for some hormones. We all know that hormones are chemical substances that are produced in the body that control and regulate activity of certain cells or certain organs. Now, how is cholesterol measured? Well, the interesting thing is that not all cholesterol is measured. Some of it is calculated. The parts of cholesterol that are measured are the total cholesterol and the high-density lipoprotein, or HDL cholesterol. We also measure something called triglycerides, which is a combination of a glycerol alcohol made from glucose and three fatty molecules. And this is how we store energy as triglycerides. So the fat that you want to get rid of is actually stored triglycerides. It's the major form of fatty storage, and it is energy stored for a rainy day. Now, what do you need to know about cholesterol? Well, cholesterol is necessary. You have to have it. It doesn't matter just about how much you eat. Unless you're starving, you're going to produce a certain amount. If you eat some cholesterol, generally you will produce less. Higher levels of total cholesterol in women are associated with longevity. So the arbitrary cutoff of 200 established by the National Cholesterol Advisory Panel probably does not apply to healthy women over 65. What does apply is whether or not LDL, low-density lipoprotein, and HDL particles are large or small. Smaller particles are associated with vascular and heart disease. Larger particles are associated with good health and longevity. You shouldn't just get your total cholesterol measured. The Friedewald equation uses the total cholesterol minus HDL minus triglycerides divided by 5 to calculate your LDL, and that's what's treated. What you really want to know is, do you have large or small particles? And that's done by some tests called a VAP and an NMR. I invite you to visit femalemenopausementors.com and to read our series of articles about cholesterol levels, what's right for you, and how do you change your cholesterol level, and how do you know whether or not you should take medications or not? We will try to answer those questions on our blog and hope that you will read us regularly. This is Bruce Baer, hoping that your cholesterol is good for you and that you have a long and healthy life. Until we meet again, this is Bruce Baer from Female Menopause Mentors.